This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ultra-cool shipments of the newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer manufacturing facility in the city of Kalamazoo, Michigan, on Sunday. They were transported via rapid air freight for distribution to regional hubs across the United States. The Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, Stephen Hahn, told CNN on Sunday that distribution is expected as soon as Monday. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be first in line to receive the initial round of 2.9 million doses of vaccine. Senior government officials, including some White House staff, will also have access to the first round of vaccines and may be inoculated as early as this week. Staff who work closely with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence would be among the first. According to news reports, the goal is to prevent further spread of the coronavirus in the White House after multiple events there led to outbreaks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a Christmas lockdown amid an alarming rise in coronavirus cases in Germany under new emergency measures, which will last from December 16th until January 10th. All schools and non-essential shops across Germany are to close, and bars and restaurants will remain shut. In a bid to deter outside gatherings during the period, the sale of fireworks is banned, so is drinking alcohol in public. The only concession for Christmas is that up to 10 people will be allowed to meet indoors. That's larger than the current maximum limit. Infection rates have hit record levels in Germany in the past few days, and the country now has the 12th highest number of cases in the world. More than 20,000 new cases were reported by authorities on Sunday, bringing the country's total to 1,320,716. More than 21,000 Germans have died of COVID-19. This is VOA News. The European Union and Britain on Sunday threw out their self-imposed deadline to complete post-Brexit trade negotiations, declaring they would go the extra mile to clinch an agreement. Failure to do so would cause chaos in trade between the two entities at the start of 2021. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said they agreed there was too much at stake to give up now. Negotiations continued at the EU headquarters in Brussels. At stake is Britain's quest for zero tariff and zero quota access to the EU's single market. Stumbling blocks include fishing rights and penalties Britain would face for violating the EU's fair competition rules. Experts believe the disruption from a no-deal Brexit would cause ripples far beyond European borders. The United States has formally removed its designation of Sudan as a state sponsor of terrorism 27 years after putting the country on its blacklist. The news came via the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum on Monday. President Donald Trump announced in October he was taking Sudan off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. It's a step desperately sought by the nation's new civilian-backed government. Such a designation could be a major impediment to foreign investment. As part of a deal, Sudan agreed to pay $335 million to compensate survivors and victims' families from the twin 1998 attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, carried out when dictator Omar al-Bashir was welcoming al-Qaeda at a 2000 attack on the USS Cole off Yemen's coast. Sudan's transitional government, which took over last year following Bashir's overthrow, also agreed to recognize Israel. That's a major goal for Mr. Trump, although Khartoum has sought to downplay the connection. The United Nations Refugee Agency says at least 400,000 people have fled militant attacks in northern Mozambique. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees warned that the crisis could quickly spread beyond the country's borders if regional neighbors did not help tackle the insurgency. Mozambique's northernmost province of Cabo Delgado, home to gas developments worth some $60 billion, is grappling with an insurgency linked to Islamic State. Insurgents regularly take on government forces and seize entire towns. Leaders from Mozambique, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Botswana, and Tanzania are expected to meet in Maputo on Monday to discuss the situation. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.